Introduction. After publishing three thriller police genre novels, I found it almost impossible to approach the historical novel, but my passion for the history of my city has triggered the right spring in me to tackle this new work. It's obvious that characters and facts, while taking inspiration from truly documented historical events, are largely pure fantasy. I have deliberately left the names of places and important Jesse families unchanged just to make the narrative as plausible as possible. If I have succeeded in my intention, which is that of every writer, to interest the reader and keep him glued to the pages of the book until the last word, the public will judge it. I have done my best, and to the readers the task of judging. The story takes place in Jesse during the Renaissance, rich in art and culture, where new and sumptuous palaces are rising on the ruins of the ancient Roman city. The young Lucia Baldeschi is the granddaughter of an evil cardinal, weaver of obscure plots aimed at centralizing both temporal and ecclesiastical power in his own hands. Lucia, a girl with a strong intelligence, becomes a friend of a printer, Bernardino, with whom she shared a passion for the revival of the arts, sciences, and culture, which are characterizing the period throughout Italy. She will find herself caught between the duty to obey her uncle, who made her grow up and educate in the palace in the absence of her parents, and the passionate love for Andrea Franciolini, son of the people's captain and designated victim of the cardinal's tyranny. The story is also told through the eyes of Lucia Baleani, a young scholar descendant of the noble family. In 2017, exactly 500 years after the events, she discovered ancient documents in the family palace and reconstructed the complex history of which traces had been lost. Stefano Vignaroli. Chapter 1. Magic is not witchcraft. Paracelsus. Bernardino knew well that he lived in times when it was really dangerous to give the press a text without having obtained the ecclesiastical imprimatur. If, moreover, the text was blasphemous and offensive to the official church, spreading doctrines contrary to it, one risked the burning, not only of the printed books, but also of the author and the publisher. His print shop in Via delle Botteghe was fine. The 16th century had just begun, and Bernardino had made himself known as a printer throughout Italy for having replaced mobile wooden printing fonts with lead ones, which were much more resistant and durable. With the same stereotype, he was able to print 1,000 copies against the 300 that his predecessors of the German school printed with the wooden stereotypes, even if manipulating the metal cost him a few health problems. He had taken over 30 years earlier the print shop of Federico Conti from Verona, who had made his fortune in Jesse creating the first all-Italian printed edition of the Divine Comedy by the great poet Dante Alighieri. Conti had, in short, reached the peak of his fortune just as he had fallen into disgrace. Bernardino had taken advantage of this and had bought the wonderful print shop for a pittance. With the calm and patience of those who came from the Jesse countryside, Bernardino was originally from Staffolo. He had made his business grow to the highest levels, without ever coming into conflict with the authorities, always honored and revered. Until then, the most important work to which he had dedicated himself was History of Jesse, from the origins to the birth of Frederick II. Based in oral tradition and on historical documents, ancient manuscripts, contracts, maps, and anything else that was kept in the palaces of the noble families of Jesse, Franciolini, Santoni, and Ghislieri. He worked with Pietro Grizio on the writing of the work. Even though he was not a real writer, by dint of preparing drafts for printing, he had in fact become very familiar with the Italian language. A work that he had not yet completed, and which would be printed by his successors in 1578, after considerable work of revisiting and finishing. A work that would have been for a long time the most important historical source on the city of Jesse, and from which would have taken inspiration after about two centuries and more the Baldassini for his Historical Memoirs of the Ancient Royal City of Jesse, and the Annibaldi for his Guide of Jesse, appeared even in the early years of the 20th century. A great and important work, still in progress